And I can tell you, people in East Maui of all persuasions are very concerned about the impacts of the super ferry. They're concerned because they don't have any answers. That's what the environmental assessment process is supposed to do. It's supposed to dig out some answers for us. We have 3 of the 7 campgrounds in all of Maui, in East Maui. We have the second busiest visitor attraction in the whole state of Hawaii, the Hana Highway, second after Arizona Memorial. We get a lot of people. We're old Hawaii. We're where, you know, the world sort of has stopped and we're back 50 years. But folks can't push their baby strollers down the one road we have because there's so many cars on Hana Highway just trying to get and see things. We appreciate that, but it's hard for us to show aloha when we feel something's just pushed down our throat. And I think the last thing this legislature wants to do is create a situation where people feel that they turn to the courts listen, they turn to the legislature, and the legislature said, well, we don't have to listen to the courts. You turn to the governor, and the governor says, well, I already made up my mind, I'm doing it this way. Then you have people taking to the streets. You have people who are just frustrated with the process. None of us want to see a state come to this direction. It's not good for business. It's not good for tourism. It's not good for our families. It's not good for our communities. So I urge you, follow the rule of law. I doubt if what is being proposed in the bill that's before you is constitutional. I'm not an attorney, but it just doesn't make any sense to take an agency such as the state that's acted in bad faith from the very beginning. And I have personally spoken to Governor Lingle at the Super Ferry ever set sail. I have personally spoken to John Garibaldi and assured him that there was going to need to be review because there are real impacts to real people. And they all just said, well, our lawyers tell us there's no problem. To me, that's a convenient shibai, and this is kind of a PR sort of thing. But I feel sorry for the people who are the employees, who are the businesses, who are hoping for something better. I love ferries. I would love to see a responsibly operated ferry here. I don't think this company is it. So I beg of you. Please make a decision that does not turn more of Hawaii's people against each other. I have no desire to throw people out of work. I don't want to limit people's travel choices. I want to see the ferry follow the law. If they have nothing to hide, let them do an EA before they.
Radio.